Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, heard in Boston and throughout all six New England states, this is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a radio.com sports station.
This hour of the Gray Hill Morning Show brought to you by Northeast Men's Health with locations in Salem, New Hampshire and Dedham next to Legacy Place.
This is Scott from Rhode Island. What's up, Scott?
Hey, kid.
Hey, kid.
Good morning, everyone. Hey, just before the break, you guys are talking about tracking and how they're going to do that in New York. I don't know if you guys know about this, but if you guys have your iPhones, I'm not sure how it works on an Android. When your iPhones, I think it was like last week, Big Brother or Apple, somebody loaded stuff onto our phones. It's a COVID tracker. So if you go into settings, then privacy, and then health, that top line right there is a COVID-19 tracker.
Really?
100%.
You have to download a separate app to opt into that, though. If you want to toggle that from off, because it's automatically toggled off, you have to download an app to opt into that, so it's not automatically tracking.
Go slow. Say that again. I'm in settings. What do you do next?
Privacy. Let me break this down for you.
Oh, right.
Privacy,
yeah.
Then health.
Health.
Yep.
Probably
not on Greg's phone. His is an iPhone, too.
COVID-19 exposure login.
What?
Block the entire world. Yes.
All right, this
but
is
if you
great.
If you click exposure logging, it says you cannot turn on exposure logging without an authorized app installed.
Yep. So
I can't even turn it on.
Who told
Somebody
them
brought
to,
it up like a month ago? We talked about it.
Who told them to do that? Would you guess?
Fauci,
Bill Gates.
So
that is scary.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it more or less scary than when U2 forced us to all download their album?
I mean, I don't know. And
I wonder if this is how we got Jelaine, was the COVID tracker.
No, she had her phone covered in tinfoil. Did you read that yesterday?
No.
Yeah, when the FBI
Please
got there.
Tell me
there,
you're kidding me right now.
No, I swear to God. When the FBI got there, she ran into another room and locked the door. And so then they broke the door down. And
oh,
she
my
had her,
God.
She had her phone covered in tinfoil because she thought that they couldn't track her if she had her phone covered in.
That's hilarious.
That's the 5G.
Oh, Jesus. Tinfoil.
So she's not that bright.
But, Ken, you're okay with that, right?
Well, that's great. And plus, you can opt in or opt out. I mean, it's not even mandatory. What problem do you have with that?
I don't have an issue with it, but there are a lot of people who don't want to be tracked on their
phone. Don't turn it on.
But based on where they're going and based on a virus.
You realize, Ken, people fought for generations to get freedom. And now you're saying, oh, just give it all back. Just tell everybody where you are at all times.
You can choose to not opt in. How unfree are you?
Oh, I'm sure we can really choose, and it's not actually active. Give me a break.
Yeah, well, I don't have a problem if they're tracking you. Where are you going?
Home Depot.
And Hampton Beach. I got no problem with it. You're going to track me all day long.
Mine beeps whenever I get near Marty's.
It's not like I'm moving kilos from, you know, Massachusetts to California.
Wiggy knows the state of New Hampshire better than anybody at this point.
Yeah, very well. I do know the state very well.
Really?
Plus, I have family that lives out there, too.
Have you been to the former site of the old man on the mountain yet?
No. I don't know it that well.
Oh, you haven't.
I know Hampton Beach.
But you're all excited because you're getting text messages where everybody's saying you're right
about
Cam Newton.
We're always I got a text message right here. Let me pull that up, Greg. I'm glad you brought it up. Jay Wiggs. You're right. Cam Newton is a problem because he's too black. As long as you can fit in, you're good. That's from LeBron James. No, I'm sorry. That's K. Michael Young. Hit me up on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why I said Russell Wilson, right? Russell Wilson, he's safe. We like Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, he ain't doing too much dancing. I can't understand what Russell Wilson's saying. He ain't really talking that lingo. Russell Wilson's a nice guy. Cam.
So anybody who is critical of Cam Newton, it's going to be because they're a racist in your mind.
Why are you critical of him when he really hasn't done anything, right?
So, that's the exact reason.
When you haven't done anything in the sense of for people, if you want to criticize him for not jumping on the football, I got no problem with mm-hmm. that. You want to criticize him for the way he spoke to that female reporter? I got no problem with that.
What if you want to criticize him because he hasn't played a single down here and you don't like the way in which he is representing himself on social media?
What is he doing?
It's not Patriot way. It's not team first. It's Cam Newton first.
Tom Brady was ripped for far less in this town over the last 20 years. He was ripped by a Globe story that investigated
they had an agenda.
Where his charity donations were going.
Let's look who rips him, because they had an
agenda. You're saying the people that rip Cam Newton have an agenda.
Right. So then the Globe has an agenda, right? So we then rip the Globe because of their agenda versus Brady, the same way I'm ripping you for your agenda versus Cam Newton.
The vast majority of the media that you were just calling racist, basically, was standing behind Bob Holler.
I didn't say racist. You said racist.
You absolutely did. No. You said Boston is viewed as a racist
town? Did you
hear
the word racist come out of my mouth?
No, you said the media.
You can dance around it all you want.
No, but you said the media in Boston. You essentially said the media in Boston is being critical of Cam Newton.
Playing into that narrative.
Because he's black.
And playing into the narrative of nationally, why is Boston racist, right? So then
you're saying they're playing into that narrative. But before that, you said that
I'm trying to educate y'all.
No, I appreciate hearing your point of view, but I don't. You're saying that the media is, whether it's Foyer, Glenn, whatever, that they're saying it because he's black. They wouldn't object to this if it were a white quarterback.
Because I haven't heard that criticism before. I haven't heard the criticism of how somebody dresses before and after a game. Right?
Tom Brady.
It's one thing to make fun of Tom Brady and maybe he's got a turtleneck on and he's got that, Inspector Gadget raincoat. Right, there's one thing to make fun of him.
So the criticism is not leveled in the same
way. No, you're not making fun of Cam Newton because of the way he dresses. You are saying, I don't like his attitude because he wears these funky hats. Why does he wear that thing around his, that old lady scarf around his head? He's a dink because of that. No one ever said Tom Brady was a dink because he wore an Inspector Gadget jacket.
Brady's pants were trending on Twitter.
Danielle, they made fun of him for that.
Yeah.
But they never said, this is why, Tom Brady is a dink because he wore an Inspector Gadget jacket.
Okay, you got two more uses on dink today.
Oh, no, he's trying to bring
it back. Well, I'm trying to use a word that you guys can relate to.
Is cocky a good word?
No one ever said Tom Brady was cocky because he wore an Inspector Gadget. Man, come on. Y'all sound stupid now.
You're an expert.
This is why I need to educate you. Right? Mm-hmm. So this is now when you got people like Michael Wilbon, you got people like Jemele Hill, you got all these people, Jay Farrow, I think might have been, or Michael Che, when they start to look at us and they start to look at us funny and sideways, it's because of people like Curtis, it's because of people like Lou and Christian and Felger and Maz and all everybody else who pushes that narrative of this dude can't. When why is he celebrating? I don't want to see him dabbing. What's with these messages? Instagram videos.
Like, come on. I don't know where we are right now.
You know where we are.
You know where Wiggy is.
I'm trying to educate you,
Lewis.
Yeah, hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Lewis?
I just want to say, Ken, man, I'm with you. No handshakes, brother.
No,
thank you.
No handshakes.
But I heard Wiggy say the Tony Romo comparison.
Yes.
And I believe, like, if he did come here, and did everything that Cam was doing, it'd be like, yeah, see, Tony Romo, he's going to lead us somewhere.
Right.
And all I think of Tony Romo is fumbling the snap to lose, throwing a pick to lose. Like, but he's never done what Cam's done, never went to a Super Bowl. So it always just throws me off. But I agree. Like,
preach,
he's the perfect example. So, and then Gronk.
So if Tony Romo were coming here and he was expressing, you know, confidence on social media before he'd done a single thing here, you don't think that the media or fans would be criticizing him for that?
No, I think they'll just think of, look at Tony Romo, the player he is. He's coming. He's confident. Jerry Jones and them was holding him back.
Right.
When reality, I think Tony Romo was holding them back for a long time, just learning how to lose games in different ways.
And so found
a new way.
What were you going to say about Gronk? That Gronk got away with it because he was white?
Yeah, I believe so. Let's just say Dante Hightower was doing the same exact things as Gronk. Right. It'd be like, calm down. You don't got to do all that. You got to.
Quick timeout. Okay. The defense was selling and wearing boogeyman t-shirts in the regular season, and everybody lapped it up. The media loved it. So stop.
I love the fact that, Lewis, I'm with you, that if there was somebody on a bar with their shirt off, you know, dancing and going crazy and pouring champagne all over
champagne showers?
Champagne showers like we've seen Gronk, or beer showers. If somebody else was doing that and their tone had to be a little bit darker than Gronk, the fact that we would be like, oh, we love Gronk.
You're nuts.
69. And he said to the female reporter, 69, it was just a joke. Oh, we love you, Gronk.
Wait.
I got no problem with it. But I can admit, unlike you frauds, some of you frauds around here can't admit that that's not true. I got no
can't
problem.
That so you're,
I got no
are
problem
you saying
with Gronk's
what,
behavior.
Are you saying what Cam Newton said to that female reporter, if Gronk said that, he would have got away with it?
Well, didn't Gronk say something about 69
to the female? Yeah.
And it was a national conversation for a week.
It wasn't as...
One more. I got 69 touchdowns.
Yeah, people talked about it, Wiggy.
Right. No. Not at the rate they talked about Cam. And if you believe that, then you and I can't even have a conversation. Because if you believe that, then I know where your mindset is.
So everybody that doesn't say something negative about a white player that
I
says
didn't
something
say,
negative.
Say something negative, but to
wait, stop the bullcrap. You're talking
Curtis,
about Gronk. You're obviously
to,
saying
to
a white
sit up
guy.
Here and think that Gronk's behavior isn't viewed differently. If a black player was to do the same thing, to sit up here and believe that there wouldn't be a huge faction of people that would go, what is this guy doing?
But what Cam Newton said was clearly sexist, right? That's
yes.
why he was.
And I said he was wrong about that.
But that was not the same thing as Gronk joking about 69 touchdowns, was it?
And listen, in your world, it isn't. Right. So that's me. So
I'm white.
So no. Because you view what Gronk said to be a joke.
Yeah, because I think he's a big dumb jokester.
Right. So you think it was you thought it was.
Do you have the Cam Newton comment to the female reporter?
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like,
yeah.
Number one,
sexist thing to say.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
But you can't look at that and say that's sexist and then give Gronk a pass because
right.
it's a joke. He knew very well what the 69 was going to be
but a joke
seen
is,
as.
Oh, my God.
A joke it doesn't matter. You could argue that Cam Newton was making a joke about that, too. Like, oh, it's funny to hear a female.
Gronk is literally joking about
so
69.
So what? Why is it appropriate to bring up a sexual reference to a female reporter? You have to hold them both to the same standard.
He's
it's
pandering.
Like when Jimmy Garoppolo was flirting with Aaron Andrews, and everybody's like, that's so cute.
Right.
So it was inappropriate for him to say.
You think if that was a black player that had done that to Aaron Andrews, people would have been like, oh, he's a sexual predator.
You know who that black player was? Richard Sherman. When they were like, he was yelling and screaming at Aaron Andrews. It was like, no, he was yelling at the emotion of the game, and they were coming for him. Get on him, Danielle.
You can't hold them both to different standards.
That's
in
the
that
only
case.
Point just, that I'm saying. Yeah. You can't, and to think that we wouldn't. You just said it yourself. Oh, Gronk was joking. No
he's
big deal.
Around.
Right? But there are some people that if you heard Cam say that, he's kind of thinking like, wow, it's
like,
funny.
God, it's funny to hear a female. Like,
but
I don't
Wiggy,
hear,
there's, yeah. there's an example here that's different where we treat Cam Newton different than we do Philip Rivers. People always mock Philip Rivers for having 8, 9, 10 kids. It's talked about all the time.
Okay.
Nobody brings up that Cam Newton has seven kids.
You sure you want to go down this road?
Well, I'm serious. Nobody talks about Cam Newton and his seven kids. Who's talked about that? We talk about Philip Rivers all the time.
Well, Philip Rivers is married to the woman he's been married to forever. They got a bunch of kids.
And they were virgins when they met. They had a lot of work to do.
Allegedly.
A lot of making up for to get to.
You might not necessarily talk about Cam Newton with his kids.
Well, the national media is talking. I'm talking about nationally.
Okay, national, they might have never. But guess who they brought up about kids nationally? Antonio Cromartie.
Because of Hard Knocks.
Oh, no. Because the fact that he had 11 kids.
No, it was on Hard Knocks and he couldn't remember their names, so that was a national story.
No. It was a national story because he had a bunch of kids and he had a bunch of baby mamas. And it was like, oh, my God, look at this guy. The Philip Rivers thing is the guy's got, you know, he's got, what, 9 kids or whatever it is? Yes. And so what if we're not talking about Cam Newton's kids.
Right, that's my point.
But you brought it up.
I
don't know. Like, that's the thing. You're looking for these. All I'm saying is keep it to what you were saying. You thought Gronk was joking, and you look at him differently than you look at Cam Newton. So,
well, you know what I mean, baby.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. Boorish behavior, as you might say. I mean, I don't know. I just look at Gronk as he's kind of goofy. I don't think he has any ill intent.
You might look at him that way personally, but we're talking about the national view, right? From the national view of this thing. If Gronk says that, it's a joke. If, let's say, I don't even know what Odell Beckham says that.
AB.
Oh, yeah, AB. If AB says it, there you go. If AB says it, somebody arrest that man.
So the reaction to AB's social media, was that also driven from a race perspective by the media here?
I think some of the stuff that he was doing on social media was just stupid. Right. You know, like bag of dicks and throwing rocks at people and, you know, arguing and screaming with the, mother of his kids. That's just, stupid. We're talking. But Cam Newton is not even doing anything like that. All he is talking about how he's ready for the season and it's a new him. And we're sitting here criticizing that because he puts out, a couple social media posts every week. Yeah. Like, we're criticizing him.
Ah, I like it. I, as far as I'm concerned, if that were...
Greg's all on board.
Well, no, but if that were the way that... If that's going to be the new Patriot way, then I'm fine with it.
I have no issue with it.
It gets me excited.
I love the fact that he goes to...
I get, yay, I'm excited. Yay, football.
I love the fact that my quarterback is motivated.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, and people, quarterbacks that don't do videos, Greg, just so you know, they're not motivated. Only quarterbacks that do hype videos are motivated.
Right, that's it.
That's how I like
my team. I like to see my quarterback.
Yep.
The same way I like to see my quarterback out there throwing with his wide receivers.
I haven't seen Mahomes do any videos the last week. He is not motivated.
No, he was. He was on a video in Lake Tahoe.
Curtis likes when his quarterback is having meetings with coaches outside of the NFL regulations in private at their homes during COVID.
Greg only roots for football teams that don't cheat.
That's what he likes. All right, we got to get to Ken and what is trending. Mm-hmm.
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru Summer, where our retailers are making it easy for you to shop online from wherever you are. Begin at SubaruofNewEngland.com. We're efforting this audio now, but Cam Newton has posted to YouTube a roundtable with OBJ, Todd Gurley, and Victor Cruz. Talks about the Patriots and Bill Belichick in here.
Hmm.
He referred to replacing Tom Brady as, quote, the elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a clip from Newton. He says, you know who you're coming after? I'm like, yeah, great. What he was, what he is great, needs no talking about it. But one thing about it, though, Coach McDaniels, you're able to call some stuff that you ain't never been able to call now.
True.
That is true.
True.
Well, that's a little
boastful. I love it.
Boastful.
What? Boastful?
Confident?
I totally support everything he said.
Oh, let's knock him for saying that, hey, listen, you could do some things that
the offense could be a little different.
We gotta break it down. Do we have the audio so we can actually break it down?
Listen to the tone of his voice.
Tone, how did he say it?
Danielle, he actually says a lot more in his pauses.
Newton
very true.
Cam shared the story of his agent calling him during a workout to tell him the Patriots had interest. He said his first reaction was, quote, I said, hold on, how's me and Belichick going to mesh? Because it's like perception. And then OBJ shared his appreciation for Cam playing through injuries and added that he didn't believe in that perception about Belichick. And he said, I'm happy to see it. For me, all Belichick wants to do is put you in a place to succeed. So, sounds like it's on Cam's mind, though, how he and Belichick will get together.
And I like that.
I bet so far it's been good. Yeah. I bet he's had conversations with Bill.
You think so? Or is Belichick just Nantucket?
No, I bet they've had conversations.
In the meantime, Jarrett Stidham, good old Jarrett, working out with Mohamed Sanu yesterday here in New England, we think. Sanu posted the video. Why doesn't Stidham post the video?
He's not getting an endorsement.
Burritos,
maybe a different kind of guy.
Burritos and wedding dress photos.
Let his play speak for itself. Different kind of guy.
Okay.
He's only going to post about face masks. The beauty kind.
Wiggy's all about the new face shields, the new Oakley mouth shield that has been, this was his lead today.
Can we get him one?
Yeah, we do have to get you to model that.
I would wear it. I mean, if I had no choice, I'd wear it. I think it's a big deal.
Does not allow for direct transmission of droplets per the air, but there are airways and openings in the mouth shield. So
how does it stop the droplets if there are airways and openings?
Not direct transmission.
What do you mean?
Indirect. It can like bounce around on stuff, I guess. I don't know.
And Jared Stidham did just post a video. He's doing a new cleanse, he just announced.
Oh, good Lord.
With the shield, if 100 droplets come out when you have the shield, only 50.
Only 50 droplets?
Yeah, so you know, it's a little bit hot.
Has Fauci said how far droplets travel on a football field?
Well, are you running? If you're running, they travel a lot farther.
Oh, they do? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Bruins back at practice today, training camp session number 2. Really good session yesterday per Cassidy. And maybe, just maybe, we have a Bruins executive later in the week, right, Hill Dog? I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
I
think we will. I think good. We will. Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
One that perhaps is angry at Danielle for something she has said on previous shows.
No. I think we'll talk a little hockey with somebody over there at some point this week. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, Curtis is showing me something, so you might as well read it. I don't know what you...
Patrick Chung quote tweeted Jay Jones, I don't need... So the quote is, I don't know who needs to hear this, but you can't social distance football. Patrick Chung said, not a damn shot. They are tripping, meaning they are not going to be playing football this year.
Well, that's not what he's saying. He said, you can't social distance. So when they get out there, they'll be hitting each other.
No, I think this is in line with what the McCourty said in that Sports Illustrated piece.
Right.
Well, I think it's like, what are the protocols that the NFL are trying to push, right? And so
he's saying that you cannot play football and social distance.
Right, he's right. You can't play any sport in social distance besides maybe baseball.
Okay, so why is he quote tweeting that if he doesn't feel like it's a mistake for them to play football this season?
What do you mean?
I don't get what you're saying.
What do you mean?
Screech.
Don't you think Patrick Chung is commenting that it is impossible for them to play football this season?
Based on maybe what some of the, maybe whatever rules that they've kind of outlined, right? Don't you think that they know some of the things that they're trying to ask them to do? And they're like, if they do those rules, there's no way we can play.
Maybe.
The same way they probably were in basketball, but then ultimately they changed those rules.
Patrick Chung is the Blake Snell of the NFL. He is now speaking up. He's going to put himself in a bad spot. Get ready for it. It's the Greg Hill Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Show.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Sing, Michael, sing. And you got the night in
Well, now, apparently. apparently I'm feeding into the racist mentality of Wiggy, according to this texter.
Oh, so, okay, well.
My apologies for that.
Why are you feeding into it?
I don't know, because I guess I'm not calling you out enough when you talk about Cam Newton and the way his social media is being criticized.
Oh, okay, wow.
I guess. I guess.
Wow, okay.
I guess.
I mean, you got to pick it up.
Why? How should you call me out? How should you criticize me for talking about his social media? I mean, I'm looking at it. What's wrong with his social media? What has he done that warrants the criticism that he's getting for putting out videos?
The same texter, when talking about Gronk, said that Gronk had actually accomplished something and that Cam Newton has not accomplished anything. Now,
okay.
I don't know. When you look at getting to a Super Bowl, that's certainly something
pretty big accomplishment.
That's something that a lot of quarterbacks never do. However,
that's called failure with the Patriots.
Yes.
So I guess it now depends on, okay, so people who have accomplished something, they have different rules.
They can be boastful.
They can be sexist. They can be, you know, racist. They can do other things.
I mean, Wiggy, your snowball performance gives you the right to say whatever you want.
No, I don't. It doesn't give me the right to say whatever I want.
I was being facetious.
I know that. And so wasn't I.
Wiggy, when you're on this show 4 days a week, then you can say whatever you want.
There you go.
There's your Super Bowls.
That's it.
That's a Super Bowl.
My Super Bowl.
And by the way, Greg, Ken's lead this morning, we totally buried the fact that it proved Brady over Belichick. The ESPN offense rankings came out. The Patriots are the 21st ranked offense in the NFL without Brady.
And the Bucs are fourth with Brady.
Right. I mean, what else do you need to know? He leaves, the Patriots go all the way down to 21. Brady joins the Bucs. All of a sudden, they're a top five offense in the NFL.
And last year, they had the Patriots ninth in the same listing of offensive weapons. It is unbelievable.
I mean, what were
the Bucs? What were the Bucs last year?
I don't know.
48.
They had the ninth last year?
Ninth last year.
Wow.
21st this year.
I mean,
ninth going into the season. Yes.
Okay. Well, what do they think? Gronk was coming back?
Would they end up as the ninth best ranked offense? Did they?
No.
No.
Tom
Brady had an off year last year.
Well, they probably figured that Harry was going to be better as a first round draft pick.
They
probably looked at it in that way.
But don't you think N'Keal Harry's going to be better this year?
You would think.
The O-line is certainly going to be better this year.
Well, you're thinking year two, he's going to be better than he was in year one. But there's still, really, besides Edelman and James White, isn't the jury out on everybody?
Well, Sanu was hurt.
Right.
For a good part of that season.
Sanu played the whole year without hands.
Edelman was hurt.
Okay, but I mean, besides Edelman and James White, right, you know what they are as players. Right? Sanu, we don't know what he is. Is he what he was in Cincinnati and Atlanta? Or is he not that guy anymore? So we don't know what Sanu is. We kind of don't know what Sony Michel is.
We know what Sony Michel is. We just shouldn't throw him the ball.
I guess we know what he is, but he's when he's not healthy, which has kind of been, you know, it seems like a decent portion. He's not on the field. He's a little bit inconsistent. But if he's out there and he's healthy, he's consistent, I think we kind of know what his ceiling is. Besides, you know, those couple of players, we don't know what Isaiah Wynn is, and we haven't seen enough of him. I mean, we know what David Andrews is. We don't know what any of the other wide receivers are. Jacoby Myers, if he's one of the other guys. You know, the running backs, Rex Burkhead, he's one that's always been dealing with injuries. If he's healthy, we kind of know what he's here. So I think when you look at this team and Cam Newton, right, we don't know what Cam Newton is yet. All we can go is based on he's saying he feels great and, you know, this is the new Cam you're not going to see. And, I mean, if he can go out there and play that way and be healthy, he'll be good.
You compare him to the Chiefs' weapons, it's unbelievable. Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, Mecole Hardman, Damian Williams. Like, compare what Cam Newton's got to work with what Mahomes has. It's unbelievable.
And Wiggy has the Ravens at second.
The Ravens? I would say in the conference, the Ravens, I wouldn't have them. Are they second as far as weapons?
No, weapons. They're 20th, actually.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but they're second in the
Bills are eighth. That's amazing.
Well, I could see that. The Bills added
they got Diggs.
They added Diggs.
John Brown, Dawson Knox, Cole Beasley, Devin Singletary.
Yeah, they're decent.
I mean, Curtis Madden doesn't even think Brady's a top five quarterback.
Oh, I mean, Madden is washed up. We can all remember John Madden was the guy who famously said that Brady should take a knee before Jermaine Wiggins caught the final pass of the drive that led to the 47-year-old field goal by Adam Vinatieri.
But they have Brady ninth, right?
No.
Yes, they do.
Fourth. He's not top three.
Oh, is he fourth?
I think he was fourth.
Actually. But isn't that kind of where he is right now? After the season, I think all that's going to change because Brady's going to have an MVP year. And going into it, he's probably right where he should be because everybody's saying Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and who's the third quarterback they have? Who's ahead of Brady?
They have Drew Brees ahead of Brady.
Drew Brees. Maybe you can make the argument Drew Brees. You can make the argument Aaron Rodgers. But, you know, Brady's right where he needs to be, 4, 5, 6 in that world. But at the end of the year, he'll probably be number two right behind Patrick
but
Mahomes.
I don't know why there hasn't been rioting at Madden Studios. How in God's name could Drew Brees be given a good rating given what he did this offseason? I mean, he should be given a zero rating.
Well, that should be part of the knock on his rating.
SJW score was zero.
On his rating.
This is
Wiggy's
Drew.
Is 105.
What's up, Drew?
I don't know if I really like my Madden rating.
What's going on, Drew?
So I wanted to talk about, you guys talk about Cam Newton when he was talking to that female reporter a couple of years ago. And Scott Fowler wrote a good article with the Charlotte Observer on him, and they were talking about how his off-the-field stuff, he hung out with a group of guys who were like his friends from high school and stuff who didn't like influence him very well. They kind of led him down the wrong path. And since then, he's kind of shooed a couple of them away, which has led to him to be better off the field. But one of them was, you know, the classic yes man who just says yes to everything. Yeah, that looks good. Do whatever you want to do. But the other one, I guess, was like a music producer. And I guess this guy was just getting drunk all the time, like just downing gin as a producer. And he had to get rid of that guy. Once you get rid of him,
it was good.
He was doing like a lot better.
All right. Well, maybe that's the way you should do
Take
it.
Take the approach.
So, yeah. I have to give that guy credit, Scott Fowler, to go into the research the Charlotte Observer.
That was great.
Well played. Well played.
That was
kudos.
Was
fantastic.
And I wasn't a music producer. I was a sports producer.
And you're Dr. Dre of WEI.
I forgot about Curtis. I'd like to some days.
It's Curtis's day.
All right. Is today Curtis's day?
Like Dre day.
Not today.
Like Dre day?
Like Dre day.
Not great, Bob.
Curtis day.
We'll have some of that Cam Newton audio coming up in 5 minutes if you want to play a couple selections from his YouTube sit-down, his powwow.
All right.
Well, as a part of the crossover. It's there for you if you want it.
That's your tease?
Just throwing it out there.
Okay. A Laird tease?
It's a Laird tease.
Well, who's he sitting down with?
He's with OBJ.
And I told you, OBJ, don't be surprised if he doesn't get traded to New England before the season's over.
Well, that would change things. Victor Cruz and Todd Gurley.
Okay. All right. We'll get to some of that. We'll get to the crossover. All that coming up here on WEEI.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Greg Hill Show
on Sports Radio WEEI.
Crossover today brought to you by National Lumber. Wait till you see them. Hello, Rich.
Hello, good morning.
What's happening?
Nothing. What's up with
nothing?
You? Nothing.
Hi.
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
Nothing.
Hi.
Well, you got 4 hours.
Oh,
to...
good point. Oh, do you want me to promote the show?
No, okay, no.
What we have coming up on the show today?
No.
Coming up
I mean,
at the stroke of 10
is... What an idiot.
No, I don't know if you guys saw this, but Cam Newton did a like a sit-down little roundtable on mm-hmm. Odell Beckham Jr.'s YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
So it was Odell, it was Todd Gurley, Victor Cruz, and Cam.
Uh-huh.
And there's some good stuff in there. We're going to pick through it. So Cam was talking about maybe how he's going to mesh with Bill Belichick. Thoughts on Josh McDaniels replacing Brady. That's, I think it's pretty good.
I mean, can
good.
We play a little taste of it? I know
we
Ken.
Can. I had
mean,
the audacity to tease it.
I mean, you teased it.
Verbally shamed
you. Teased it, Ken.
Oh, now Keith's well, teased it again.
Geez, well, that's a lot of teasing.
But see, it's like we're taking over your show.
Yeah, teasy,
yeah, but Rich was teasing it for his program.
See, first I said that nothing was going on, now too much is going
right,
on.
Right, we're out.
Now Dale's mad. We're stealing
his
lead.
Yeah,
stealing his.
Well, it was with one of his, soon-to-be teammates in OBJ.
Yes, I know you're still on that.
Still on the OBJ.
You're still praying for that.
Is there a football season today, Wiggy, or no? Are they playing?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Today,
now he's just defeated.
Yeah, just
now
change
he's
your mind.
Just
change
so
today, I'm going to say yes today.
All right.
Yeah. Yes today.
Yeah.
It was a good day today.
It was a good day today. Even though the McCourties are like,
Patrick Chung.
What is it with them, do you think?
I don't know. Maybe they're big science guys. I don't know. They don't. I think the NFL is just kind of a lot of, like, doesn't it feel like they're just kind of waiting and like hoping that it goes away? Like the way that they're planning, that it's like, this will be fine. Oh, yeah, by the way, no jersey swaps. And, like, they don't really have
a plan
in place right now.
But
doesn't feel like it.
But is it posturing when it, like,
by
for,
who
the, for money purposes? I mean, it, didn't you think that the, like, take Blake Snell, didn't you think that was all about money?
I think it was always about money.
I think it was zero fear on his
but
part.
But are you talking about the players or are you talking about like
I'm
the
talking
NFL
about
owners?
The players. I'm talking about them, the ones that are expressing concern.
Yeah.
I mean, in the same Sports Illustrated piece, they talk about they don't even know what percentage salary-wise they're going to be playing for, and they're very concerned about the risk.
Well, if they get their full rate, I think they're going to be on board.
Then
and
the risk
not,
goes down.
That was the same thing. Yeah, you're
if
right.
You're, if you're paid 100% salary, risk goes down.
You're like, it should be the same risk, right. I believe.
I guess it depends on how much your salary you're making, right?
So it's the Blake Snell effect.
Yeah,
it is 100%. I'll do it for $7 million, but $3.5 with taxes.
Right,
that's going to be in my body forever.
If you're like David Price, you're like, yeah, maybe it is a little bit of a risk to me, but I'm not. The money's not worth it for me.
But the NBA, or I'm sorry, the NFL's TV contracts are so high compared to the other sports.
They can pay them full.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll probably say, no, we can't, and we don't have concessions.
Well,
but think about it. They have 8 home games compared to 81
right.
if you're the Red Sox, and just the TV money's not as good.
And I heard Christian and them on OMF were talking to Don Davis, who's like executive VP for the NFL Players Association, and the amount of money that the players get from ticket sales and stadium and that kind of thing is the smallest pot of the money that they get. So for them, whether they play in front of fans or not, it makes no difference to them because they're not it's not a huge part of their salary.
And the big story today, it actually just got dropped, the humbling of Cam Newton, an undefeated story at ESPN that looks at race and the low contract that Cam Newton got. Within the story, it says, there is no explanation for such a small contract for a once transcendent talent other than a league of mostly white executives viewing Newton as not worth the headache, a reputation Newton has not earned.
That's what Wiggy was saying this morning.
Setting the tone, Wiggy.
How about that?
All right. Setting the tone
for
the city,
too?
Wiggy.
During the breaks,
did
you write
I
that?
Did not write that.
No?
And Shannon Sharp is now screaming about it on FS.
I did not write that. But I don't think he's a headache. I mean, what makes Cam Newton throughout his whole career, like, okay, if you want to make that argument for a guy, let's say like a T.O. or, an A.B., what has Cam really done that makes him a headache?
He wears funny outfits.
Right. There's another
white guy making fun of what he wears, Wiggy.
Why is he wearing that thing my grandmother wears?
Your point.
He's a real a-hole.
Yeah.
You look at your grandmother in that same way and go, she's an a-hole because she wears that thing around her head.
No, I do not.
But you've been talking about the hype videos.
I love them.
But Wiggy says those who are criticizing him are doing it because he's black. That they wouldn't have that same reaction if Cam Newton were
you hope they're consistent. Some of the Tom Brady ones are kind of the same way, right? Tom Brady does the hype
videos.
But do
you feel like there is a sector of people because of the color of his skin and the hype videos that, or the hype videos would go, I'm looking at him because of a black athlete, and they would treat him differently than a white athlete?
Yeah, maybe, but there are some fans that just don't like guys who celebrate, right?
And that doesn't.
I mean, and sometimes yes, it's a stuffy old white, but also there's times where it's not, and they're just like, I prefer the Barry Sanders,
right? No, and I have no problem with that, but I'm not gonna, you know, act like there's not a group of people that don't look at the color of his skin and him doing the videos and then go, oh my God, what is he doing? All he cares about him himself. Where if it was a different guy, like the one caller said, if it was Tony Romo, it's like, look, he's got something to prove. We love him. You know, and I said it's more about the media than it is the fans, because the media, they're the ones that, you know, we talked about it, what, 2 weeks ago about him Superman and then dabbing. They're the ones who push this narrative.
But do you think Belichick is acting differently with him than he would with anybody else?
I mean, I think it seems like he's okay with it, but I think he's been more okay with it the last few years. I don't think it's a brand new thing necessarily.
Right.
Like, I think he understands now, like, social media. Not that he understands social media, but the appeal for his players to be on social media and to do certain things. And you can't just say, we're not going to say a word. You know, we're going to give these nothing answers. Like, he knows guys are going to have a big following on, you know, Instagram, or we'll have a podcast like McCourty's, or all that stuff is going to be allowed, and I think he's okay with it.
Do you think he would ever allow 10 years ago for players to have a podcast?
No.
Where they talk about behind-the-scenes stuff?
No.
Or a documentary that comes out days before the Super Bowl?
Right.
Come on. No. Like, he wouldn't have wanted, I mean, maybe in his perfect world he wouldn't allow it, but he's like, this is just the current athlete now. This is what you have to do.
He understands what the social media and what, just the same way he does it with the two Bills, or he was on, him and Nick Saban did that thing that, you know.
He's been on some stuff, right?
He understands.
He did the football life.
Yeah,
thing.
He understands that where they are in this era and what he's having to deal with right now, that social media is what players utilize to maybe, you know, make some more money for themselves.
And there's a big difference between Cam saying, you know, I'm motivated, nobody's seen a Cam like me, versus, man, we have some sorry receivers, we need better receivers,
the
Jets, the AFC East is garbage.
Right.
Like, if you're doing that, then Bill's
going
to step in.
Right, yeah, we're definitely.
Super Bowl, like, no, okay.
Yeah, we'll mark us down for this, because guess where I'm going north now, but come February, I'll be back down south in Tampa.
Well, no, but Christian said it's Ray Lewis-like.
Well,
what is
I
Cam Newton?
Yes.
Is Ray Lewis like?
Yes.
I think
I understand
he doesn't
what
know
Cam's
what
saying.
This is going to look like. This could be crazy, crazy. I mean, really, it's got some Ray Lewis in it.
Well, I feel like I can at least comprehend what Cam Newton is talking about. Ray Lewis had no idea. You don't know where he's going.
Ray Lewis is preaching.
No idea. He is. He's preaching, but then he's like tying himself in knots with some of the stuff he's saying. Cam, like, I don't know. I think it's pretty straightforward.
I think what Christian is doing, and just based on it, is he's trying to compare the way that they're putting their package out there, like in this, like, preachy kind of way. You know, like Ray Lewis is always, like, this motivational. And Cam's kind of doing the same thing in a motivational way.
Well, his dad, Cam's dad is, like, a bishop. I started listening. Yeah. There's a podcast out that's, like, it's called The Cam Chronicles. I started listening to that. The first episode is really just, like, all about his dad.
Right.
But his dad is a guy who
very
really
was
shaped
until
him.
He got all that money when Cam went to college.
Which college? Paid by a few.
Hey, Zion Williams' stepdad did the same thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you're that talented and you have a kid that way, what's a little kickback?
Happens, you know?
You want to pay for my house?
Right.
For my kid to go there?
Nothing wrong with that.
You know where you're going to school, son?
But I think that, like, maybe the misunderstanding is that there's a Patriot way, which is that you don't post about yourself. You don't, until you've accomplished something, you don't talk about it. But I don't even know that exists anymore.
Anyway,
if it ever did.
I mean, think about it. The Antonio Brown era, which did not last particularly long. How many, like, there was Facebook Lives at TB12.
Yep.
There was constant Instagram posts. Now, he didn't say anything to the media. He had that one media thing. It was like he was held at gunpoint.
Right.
It was, you know, he was just trying to be the right guy. But Belichick brought him in. I think he knew he wasn't going to completely change his antics.
Your boy sells T-shirts with our names on the back of them. What was the T-shirt your boy JE11 was selling?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, like...
What about the whole boogeyman thing?
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
the
that's part of it.
Lasted,
you know,
all season.
But Julian had, like, Gronk question mark. So, I mean, it's like this. Bill knows that, like, this is what these guys are doing, and they're, you know, they're trying to utilize this to, you know, for other avenues of getting some revenue. You know, and
so how is Cam monetizing the post that he was doing?
Well, I mean, he's not. I'm not saying that he's just
saying brand in general.
He's understanding
his brand.
Right. That's what he knows players do.
No, the real Patriot way is they have Cam Newton for $1 million. That's right. The Patriot way. Yeah, he's like a free guy.
Yeah. That's what they were able to do. But as far as players being brands and going out there and, you know, pushing their brands, Bill doesn't care. You think Bill was tripping about those guys talking about boogeymen last year?
Probably.
Might have come up when they gave up all those points to the Dolphins.
I was going
to
say, against Miami, he may have jumped in their face.
He might have made it like in a sense of like a joke, but he's not like, oh, don't do that. You know what I mean?
No,
I
can envision him saying, this is why we don't do things like that. This is why we don't print boogeymen t-shirts before we've won a playoff game.
But he allowed it, though. I mean, they started that early in the year.
If they really had an issue with it, he would have deaded it right from jump stream. There wouldn't have been no more boogeyman shirts or guys would have been talking about. But even the way that some of these players talk now, we talked about Kyle Van Noy, right? You know, these guys are a lot more vocal.
Yeah. I mean, that blew up in his face, too. But at the same time, it happened. He allowed it to happen.
These guys are a lot more vocal. And Brady, we see it. Julian Edelman, we see it. I think you got to understand Bill has evolved. And Cam probably has some of those, like, all right, can I coexist?
The other thing too will be interesting is if they get off to like a 2-5 start.
Well, of course,
maybe it's not. Maybe the podcast isn't as cool. Maybe the Instagram post isn't as
maybe
fun.
Maybe you should stop that now.
Maybe you cool it out. Yeah. But if you're 5-2, let it fly.
That's Brady was 8-0, and we I was like every night. Yeah. I was like praying for Brady to feel good in the morning because the poor guy was.
He was miserable.
Oh,
he was sad. Are you looking forward to the Cam Newton interview here on the show?
Yes,
I can't wait.
I think it'll be great.
Yeah,
or the Stiddy interview.
No, it's not going to be that. No, it's not going to be that.
Or the Hoyer interview.
No. Now, does that start after week one? You guys don't do preseason interviews, right?
Oh, yeah, preseason.
Oh, you do?
Preseason. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But there is no preseason.
But we don't. Yeah.
Two games.
Yeah.
Right.
At the end of August.
Did it go on during camp?
We will get after the whenever the first game would have been played, we will get who would have been the starting quarterback, which means we'll get Lewerke.
You're going to get Hoyer. You got to line up a Hoyer Lewerke interview.
But is it even remotely possible? Is it even remotely possible that then in your mind that they're there in 3 weeks? That they work everything out and they're at Gillette.
Yeah,
you are.
Two weeks.
Think
two
so?
Weeks from
legit?
Today.
It's
no
two.
Way.
Two weeks.
No.
2 weeks.
Oh yeah, it's happening. They'll be there. They'll be there. With those. You see those masks that Oakley made?
Wiggy changed his mind seven times during this minute.
You're in now? Wiggy loves them.
You're in?
No, he loves them.
I'm in.
He likes too much money.
You wear those bad boys?
You
can never get sick.
Yeah, I would wear it.
We'll never die.
Do you have to change it every play like you're supposed to be changing your surgical mask?
That'd be smart.
They'd probably clean it.
Yeah.
I mean, football is the most, wouldn't you say it's the most, the sport with the most risk?
Coronavirus or just
would
in general?
You say, no.
In general, yes.
No, the other risks are okay.
I think basketball.
I was going to say basketball.
There's no equipment in the way, and you're just sweating on each other. You're all touching the same ball.
Droplets.
You're all touching the ball.
Right.
Yeah.
Football, how many guys? Six guys.
And then,
like
I said, in football, McCourty might never even get near the play. He might never even get near people.
And, like, those guys are just sweating on each other nonstop.
Besides linemen.
Baseball, least risk, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. 100%.
And then I would say football, because besides the offensive lineman and defensive lineman, you might never, if you're a defensive back, you might not get near a guy. You'd be backpedaling. He's running a route. The ball goes the other way. And you're McCourty. You might never get near. But in basketball, those guys are constantly touching each other, whether it's setting picks, whether it's post blocking out. I mean, they're constantly on each other. When do you ever see a guy just away from everything? And you don't really see that.
All right, so we'll hear what Cam Newton had to say.
A lot of Cam Newton stuff, and also we're going to do some hockey. Jack Edwards is going to join us at 11.
Oh wow,
Jack!
Excellent,
yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Will Jack be in the bubble?
We'll find out.
Will he be in a studio here, or how are they?
We're
going to find out about that.
We'll find out what he's doing. Yeah.
All right. Well, Dale and Keefe is next. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.